You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner pays tribute to top healers ahead of Doctor's Day.
In the ancient Greek world, healers were philosophers. In ancient China, they were court magicians. In Europe, surgeons were barbers, so were dentists. Regardless of the civilization or the era, people with the skills of healers have been revered for their talents. March 30th is a special day in this country for a small group of very intelligent, dedicated men and women. That day, Doctor's Day, was first observed in 1933 in Georgia on the anniversary of the first use of general anesthesia in surgery. It became an official national holiday in 1990, but it's probably one of the lesser known and observed ones, so don't count on taking the day off, not even if you're a doctor. In the early days of colonial America, there was only one medical school, the College of Philadelphia, now the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. According to their archives, in the fall of 1765, students enrolled for anatomical lectures and a course in the theory and practice of physic. That's P-H-Y-S-I-K, not to be confused with the study of physics. The founder of this medical school was Dr. John Morgan, who had been educated at the College of Philadelphia and served in the British Army before studying medicine and graduating from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland in 1763. During the American Revolution, he aligned with the colonists and the colonial army and was named Director General of the Continental Army's Hospital in Boston. Morgan's education among the best medical practitioners in Scotland and in Europe was typical of doctors who were trying to further the cause of medical education in the colonies. Although medical societies existed, the earliest formed in New Jersey in 1766, physicians found it difficult to create national standards for training. The country was growing quickly, had a diverse population, and communication was difficult. And don't forget that many people in the colonies were those who liked to do things independently. They were, after all, revolutionaries in their day. Some doctors, like Morgan, had the advantage of a medical education abroad, while others attended colleges in America, and still others studied at for-profit trade schools. Still others gained the title of doctor by studying under a practicing physician. Even worse, while doing research with a Civil War diary, I learned that the Writer's Infantry Unit elected its doctor, giving him a book for reference. Imagine being treated by a person who won a popularity contest. Well, at least they presumed he could read. The Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, which opened in 1893, made a major change in medical education. This medical school featured its own hospital for training of doctors and even established a residency program. This meant that the students would practice on patients under the guidance of an experienced physician before they were permitted to practice alone. In 1910, a report for the Carnegie Foundation, written by educator Abraham Flexner, reviewed standards of medical education and listed only 5 institutions that he considered suitable. Johns Hopkins was cited as the model for medical education. The Flexner Report brought attention to the need for a consistent program of training physicians and surgeons, and his report was the impetus for improved medical education programs in this country and the great doctors in healthcare we enjoy today. On March 30th, Doctor's Day, take a moment to say thank you to the hardworking medical doctors throughout the area and remind them that their history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.